Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you, Jason, for engineering. Class, thank you for being with us today. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, I absolutely love that your intro into that, into this program, the way he does it. You know, class, take your seats. Because it's going to be a wild ride. And buckle in, you know.
And there are very few broadcasts that do what we do, teach what we do in the manner, the depth, the breadth. I was telling Jason just before the class started today that diesel fuel, home heating oil, and farm fuel are the same thing. And that we predicted that there would be a shortage and rationing in the Northeast this winter. We said this probably 6 months ago, maybe more. And here we are. There's headlines on Daily Mail. Quote, New York and New England start rationing heating oil before winter as stockpiles slump by 70%, and fears rise that families will be left in the cold. Below those headlines are smaller headlines. Heating oil stockpiles in New England are currently a third of normal levels. Wholesalers have begun rationing to prevent panic buying and hoarding. Heating oil, which is similar to diesel, is widely used in New England. Energy Department says heating oil prices will be 27% higher this winter. End quote. Well, I don't believe what the Energy Department says 27% higher. I think that's a wish. I think it's going to be much higher than that. And the reason this is happening, class, there's several reasons. Heating oil, farm fuel, and diesel are the same. Now, there might be a slight additive difference. Diesel fuel might have additives to help lubricate the fuel injection pump, but it's the same base fuel. Now, heating oil used to be 9 cents a gallon. That's the same thing as diesel. 9 cents. In my lifetime. I know this for a fact because I saw the bills. We used to heat our house with oil, heating oil, fuel oil, diesel. Sometimes if they ran out of fuel oil, they'd bring kerosene and sell it at the same price. So the trucks on the road and other vehicles on the road, like my antique Mercedes, straight six diesel, and the over-road trucks, the 18-wheelers, use diesel fuel. So they're competing in the market for that fuel. At the same time, it's getting colder, and those fuel oil tanks in the Northeast, we're talking about the New England states, New York, and even New Jersey, are filling up their tanks, depleting the supply. So we now have one-third the normal levels of stockpiles for heating oil. heating oil is typically almost clear. It would be like a very, very light, light, light yellow. Very light. And dye is added to it to color it one of two colors, either red or green. If it's dyed green, that is what you would buy at the gas station or the fuel station if you have a diesel vehicle. That means, that signifies, that indicates that the tax was paid. The state tax on diesel fuel and the federal tax on diesel fuel, which is somewhere around 44 cents a gallon, roughly 10%. It's been that for a while. If you buy heating oil, that heating oil is dyed red, and you can't change the red to green, and you can't take the red out. And it's dyed that way so that if a state trooper or highway patrolman pulls you over and says, oh, look in that tank, and they have a catheter, if you will, a little tube, they stick it in your tank, and if it comes out red, you're going to be fined thousands of dollars from the state and the feds. So that is to prevent people from not paying tax on fuel that's used on the road. If I go to the local fuel station, very close to us here at the farm, I can buy diesel, I can buy regular gasoline, or I can buy farm fuel. And the farm fuel is about 40 cents a gallon less than diesel. It's in a separate tank, and it's dyed red. Now, some people make a mistake, an honest mistake, and that's a big problem because you can't get that red dye out. It'd probably take 1,000 gallons to dilute the red dye to the point where, you know, it wouldn't be in, red anymore, at least even a tint of red. But if you think about it, this is crazy. We are putting dye into the fuel, which gets burned and goes into the air, red and green. It's insanity. And the government, since Joe has been in the big chair, we are now 11% down in refining fuels. We haven't built a refinery since the 1970s. None of the oil companies has indicated that they are even willing to consider building a refinery because it costs billions with a B dollars to build one. It takes 10 years of planning and construction to get one finished, and then it takes another 10 years before it becomes profitable. Nobody in their right mind is going to build a project that is not going to be profitable for 20 years. Nobody. We've had two major explosions, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast in refineries. Other refineries have shut down. Valero has said, the CEO has said, according to what I've read, we don't have any plans on restarting up the refineries that we shut down. So if you're wondering how this happened, the current administration has pressured the oil companies into refining alternative versions of fuel, like bio-type fuels, to the point where we are now 11% down in capacity. That 11% is causing these skyrocketing prices for gasoline and diesel and kerosene and everything else liquid that is considered a fuel. That's what has happened. Now, the current administration has blamed Saudi Arabia because they said, y'all got to give us more barrels of oil. That will not help. More barrels of oil can't go through the limiting factor of the refinery faster. You can't put more input in and have the limiting factor being the capacity of the refineries and get more output. You can't do it. This is a self-inflicted disaster brought to you by a guy who likes to drive a 1967 Corvette at 118 miles an hour. That'd be Joe. I'm serious. And he's telling you all that you need to buy an electric car, which is the dumbest idea I can think of. Because just as the refineries have been reduced in capacity, we don't have any more infrastructure to power these electric cars. I have a feeling that those who buy electric cars are going to be furious, absolutely furious. When? In 7 years. Why? Because the battery banks will die in 7 years, and that car will be absolutely flat out useless in 7 years. Because the cost of the battery pack right now is about $20,000 to $30,000. Now, who's going to put one in? And do you think the price is going to come down? Do you think we're making more lithium? Or do you think we're squandering the lithium we have? Sounds like the latter to me. This is a mess. This is an absolute mess. Now, could this have been fixed? Absolutely. How could it have been fixed? Very simply. Use less. Use less. We don't need these great big pickup trucks that Ford and General Motors and Fiat, also known as Ram, are making, with these great big aggressive growling front grills. These trucks are bigger, they're wider, they're taller, they have more aerodynamic drag from the wind. We don't need these things. A standard pickup, the kind that they made in the 1990s, is plenty big enough for most of us. I don't understand why we need such big pickup trucks. We were working on one that, Kyle, you might find this interesting. It's a Ford. And I tapped on the side of it. It was a late model, just a few years old. I tapped with my finger on the side of the front quarter panel. It sounded different. I said to our son, this is aluminum. This quarter panel's aluminum. I tapped on the hood. Same thing. I tapped on all the panels of this car, including the tailgate. It's all aluminum. I took a magnet out and very carefully used this magnet to see if any of the material on the skin of this Ford truck was ferrous, meaning steel. No, it's aluminum. The tailgate is light. The tailgate is aluminum. The bed box is aluminum. Now, the nice thing is it's not going to rust. The bad thing is, if you're in an accident, I saw one that ran into a moped. It crushed the front of the truck, which is plastic. We're going the wrong way. We need to reduce and reuse and recycle. That's what we need to do. We're not getting out of this without doing that. Germany, which decided to go green, decided they needed to take down some windmills to dig up some coal. That's the opposite of green, isn't it? How would you like to have a government that spends and squanders a fortune in putting up windmills and then says, you know what? We need to go to coal. Let's take those windmills down and demolish them. That's where we are. We've got stupid people sitting in big chairs all over the world. And I'll put our big chair up against any other stupid big chair, and we'll win.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, you know, I had no intention of doing that during the first segment, during that opening monologue, but my detach mechanism slipped.
You know something, Ben? Sometimes I start to think that your detach mechanism is not hooked up at all. You know, I tell you though, I love it. I gotta tell you, you're probably one of my best friends, just because, and we've never met, like you said before, because you and I think so similarly. We have been telling people for months and months and years, that, you know, prepare. And I sometimes almost, because the cost to you and me, in some friends and in some, relatives and stuff like that, we both know that it has been, costly. You know, it's cost us to tell them the truth, whether they like to hear it or not. I was reading that article, that you were mentioning about the shortage of fuel oil and diesel and stuff like that in the Northeast. And I got the, and then at the bottom of that article, it says, well, relief is on the way. You know, we figure it'll be all filled in and everything within a couple of weeks. And I thought to myself, yeah, and inflation is transitory. You know, it's just these people, they consider the American people so stupid that you can, they're almost correct. They really are, because you can tell the American people anything And as long as it comes across that the boob tube or on the radio and sounds official or sounds like, it doesn't have to be real. It just has to sound real, because most people can't think and don't process what is going on. They can't look around and their mind attach reality to their thinking. And that, to me, has just been, that has been the greatest success of the people that want to take this country down, is taking away the American people's ability to latch on to reality and process it. And I feel so bad for our country, because it's just sad to me that so many people can't think anymore. I think if they would have been listening to what you said and I've said, they would have topped off their propane tanks. They would have topped off their diesel tanks months ago, before any of this would have happened. And even if they can get it now, if you're not in the Northeast and there's not a shortage of where you are, believe me, what affects the Northeast is going to affect everybody, at least in the prices. Whether or not you can get it is another story. But they're telling you this 27% increase in price to prepare your American mind for higher prices, and you're not thinking in terms of 27%. You're just thinking in terms of high. So they can raise it as high as they want now, and you won't process the fact that you're paying 50 or 60 or 70% more for diesel. It's just like the other day I read this little blurb on the news, and it said, well, you know, when Biden is draining our strategic reserves, that was put in there at $24 a barrel. Well, it's going to cost him $74 a barrel to replace it. And I thought, well, where on the earth is it selling for $74 a barrel? You know, nobody is thinking about this. If it costs four times as much to fill our strategic reserves up as what we took it out at, what do you think that's going to do to the prices of your diesel and your oil and your gas and everything else after the election? It's just crazy to me.
Very, very well said. Very well said. Class, when we come back, I'd like to discuss for just a couple minutes the skills in writing. I don't know about y'all, but we get emails that are cryptic and really hard to understand. And I think I know why. I'd like to discuss this for just a couple minutes. We have to fix this, too.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the high-profile race for New York State governor, polls indicate that interim Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican challenger Representative Lee Zeldin are now locked in a very close contest. This will be determined in less than 2 weeks. Representative Zeldin on Fox News says the issue of crime in New York and soft-on-crime DAs are on New Yorkers' minds.
We need to suspend cashless bail and these other pro-criminal laws, and the first thing that I will do, the first day that I am in office, is telling the Manhattan District attorney Alvin Bragg that he is being removed.
After a trial filled with interruptions, madness, and confusion, Milwaukee resident Daryl Brooks was found guilty of 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide after crashing his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just about a year ago. In all, he intentionally hit 68 people. The World Series in baseball starts tomorrow between Houston and Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
It's gonna be sliding.
So today's hot.
Today I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us in Montana. And, class, this thought came to me this morning. And I was thinking about why is it that people can't communicate very well anymore? I'm talking about the spoken word. I'm talking about the written word. I'm talking about emails. Why is it? Even correspondence I get in the USPS, U.S. Postal Service, is poorly done. Why? And I think I know the answer. Back in the days of our great statesmen, I'm talking about the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, in that era, I was taught in elementary school that they wrote with feathers. They're called quills. And these were long feathers that were sharpened to a point with a slice or a slit in them that would be able to hold a little bit of ink. And as you move that, the tip of that pointed feather that was sharpened to a kind of a point, you could apply the ink to a piece of paper. That was a slow method of doing, of putting words to paper. So it gave you some time to think about what you were going to say. And there weren't any erasers that worked really well. So once you applied those words to the paper, they're kind of there, permanent on that paper. So you didn't want to make too many mistakes. So you actually thought about what you were going to write. So we moved on up to fountain pens, and we moved on up to blotters, and we moved on up to ballpoint pens. And of course, pencils were in there with erasers too. But as we moved on up to more current writing instruments, the deliberate thoughts that we would put in our mind before we applied them to the paper became more and more transient. The thoughts, well, just, we can use word processing and we can now we can hit the backspace key. We can drag the mouse through, delete. It was easy, right? The more we did that, and then when we moved to cell phones, got away from computers to cell phones where we type with our thumbs, shortcuts became the operative method of the day. Because you can't really type too fast with your thumbs. Some people can, but most people can't. So what they look for is shortcuts. So now we don't think. We just type with our thumbs. We use abbreviations like the letter U for the word Y-O-U. THX for thank you. More and more abbreviations. And then we have spell checkers. And then we have voice to text. And that makes mistakes. So we have relied more and more on technology, less and less on our brains. We're not thinking, and we can't write, we can't speak, we can't comprehend, and we can't communicate. And I think that's going to be part of our downfall as well as everything else, because people misinterpret what other people are trying to say because they use these shortcuts and they don't use their brains to think, and they're in so much of a hurry they don't actually think through what they're trying to communicate. Kyle, any comments?
Oh, absolutely, Vince. I completely agree. This is what most people, I think, miss as we're in our modern society. I'll back up just a little bit. If you cannot communicate to another person what you're trying to say in a manner that is clear and concise, that also means you can't think clear enough to be able to problem solve for yourself. If you run into a situation where you have something that needs to be fixed and your mind has been trained to not think through the problem beginning at its origin, and then the process of how the problem got there, and then the result of this problem, if you can't think through those things, you're never going to solve anything. And if you can't solve problems, you can't fix things. And as a society, we have become that. We have become those things that cannot cognitively think about things to the point to where we can identify the problem, see the process, and then come up with the ultimate goal or the ultimate problems crisis, and then figure out a manner in which we can resolve and repair it or fix it. And that's because we have lost the ability to communicate. even if you have to back up in your mind a couple or three times to figure out what something, how something is work, is not working correctly, even if you have to do that, that is a mental ability and a mental strength to be able to back up and think things through from a different angle or from a different perspective. People look at that like, you know, there's a possibility here you can't seem to think, but they don't understand that, you know, to be able to back up in your mind and see something from a different angle or see something as a different problem than what you might consider is the real problem is a strength. It's kind of like I thought many times, you know, it cracked me up one time many years ago. I read about Daniel Boone, and he said he had a, one of his sayings that I've never been lost, but I've been mighty confused for a couple of days. And I thought to myself, you know, that is so true. Your mind says, I'm going to figure out a way to get out of this. I'm going to figure out a way to fix it. And I might be confused for a while, but I have the mental capability to be able to figure this out and find the end result. And I think as our society has become lazier and lazier in our mind and lazier in our physical bodies, we're not able to process words and thoughts deeply anymore. Your thoughts?
Class, when you meet someone for the first time, do you judge them by the words they use? Do you judge them by the complexity of their lexicon? Do you say, you know what, that guy is able to use the fewest number of words I've ever heard of, and half of them begin with the letter F. That guy is bright. That's what I want to be like. I want to be just like that guy who knows seven words and half of them begin with the letter F. Nobody does that. Nobody looks at a person who can hardly communicate and considers them brilliant and says, you know what? That guy's an inventor. That guy's going to make the next new mousetrap. That guy's brilliant. He knows seven words. We don't do that. We look at intelligence based on the lexicon, the complexity, the precision of the words that are used. Class, I've mentioned this a couple times. It's been suggested to me, not very often, but every once in a while, that we take USA Preparers and go to video. I won't do it. I won't do it because, number one, that'll make me more lazy. I could just point and say, look at this PowerPoint. Okay? I actually have to use words. I have to stretch my mind. The instructors who are with us here stretch their minds, and they use words to communicate, kind of the way Thomas Jefferson did. And it keeps us a little bit sharper than we would be if we relied on pictures. Do you ever notice that materials are given to teachers and all they do is say, look at your screen, and that's today's lesson, or have a computer teach for them? Do you ever notice that? That's what happens. I don't like that method of teaching. I like teaching from the first person. Here's what happened. Here's a scenario. Here's what the inputs were. Here are the changes that were made to the scenario, and here's the result. I like teaching that way. And in that line of thinking, I was on the phone with one of our instructors. And this particular instructor said, Vinny, do you think I should still try to help people by... These are the people who don't want to know. They're closed-minded. They just don't... They don't see what's in front of them. They don't know that they should prepare. They don't know that they should be buying extra food. They don't know that they should be improving their skill sets and buying the manuals and the books of, you know, how to do things yourself. They just don't want to pay attention to that. Do you think I should continue trying to help them? And my answer was no. No. And I've stopped doing that. And the reason is they just get mad at me. They get annoyed. They get frustrated that I'm trying to tell them something for their own good, but they don't want to hear it. I don't know if it's too painful. I don't know if it takes too many brain cells firing off at the same time to understand these simple concepts. I don't know. But what I do know is they don't like hearing it. So I've stopped telling them. And it sounds very unlike USA Prepares to say that. But I'm talking about individuals who don't want to know. I think we're wasting our time trying to help them when there are other people who do want to know. And who are they? Well, that's our class. Those are the instructors and the students right here, right now, in class. They want to know. But others who you bump into don't want to know. You can't fix it. It's too big. If they say that half of the Senate is going to go Democrat, the other half is going to go Republican, it's a dead heat right now, how can there be so many stupid people? How's that possible? How can we have homosexuals running the show making mistakes serially over and over and over, different mistakes in a row, and people saying, well, that's okay. You know, he or she's doing a good job. Look at Chicago. How many murders did they have yesterday? Was it like 40 or was it 50? Serially. Murder, murder, murder. And seriously. It's out of control. And yet, that mayor's still there, Lori Lightfoot. She's a certified card-carrying lesbian. Pete, what's his butt? How's he doing? How's the transportation working? He's at home feeding his adopted twins with his husband. Two homos. Two card-carrying homos. Is it working? I don't think so. How about San Francisco? That used to be a beautiful place. It's been destroyed.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Lori Lightfoot, Mayor of Chicago, has a new ordinance that takes effect next year, which will increase her salary 5% a year. New ordinance. So, last weekend, 51 people were shot. 51 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago. How many people are shot this year? 2,313 shootings. 2,313 shootings in Chicago. So if you divide that by 10 months, you get 231 a month. How much does she make? Well, she makes $209,915. Interesting. It's not 210. It's 209,915. $85 short of $210,000 a year. She wants it to increase to $216,210. 5%. And she wants to increase the compensation of the mayor every year. How's she doing? I don't know. Looks pretty bad to me. Looks like I don't want to go to Chicago, no matter what. No matter what. So, this is clear in-your-face evidence of society in decline. It's one of the largest cities in the United States of America. 2,300 shootings in 10 months? It's up. It's up dramatically since last year. It seems like it goes up every year. How's this happen? By mismanagement, by incompetence, by not paying attention, by letting people get away with crimes. So violent crime last year, I should say this year, has increased 37% over last year. 37%. Kind of sounds like the inflation rate, doesn't it? Kyle, any comments?
Absolutely. You know, as Rome fell, they had more and more homosexuals running things. And as we have had that, we're at the same place. And we are so ripe for invasion and takeover, it's not funny. I've been thinking about normalcy bias. You were talking earlier about people in general. I've been thinking about this for a few weeks. And
I've come up with another thought on normalcy bias. I think normalcy bias is culture training for weak minds. Culture training for weak minds. Because normalcy bias, people cling to it because it is a manner of trying to hang on to perceived sanity. That's what I think it is. And I think people hang on to it because they want to hope in the foolishness of the train wreck that is happening before them, but they don't want to see. Because if it is the way that they see it, their lifestyle has to change. And people hate change. So I think that, you know, the reality of allowing people like Lightfoot and What's His Butt and all the rest of them in Washington, D.C. to continue ensures the demise of this country. And I personally think it's too late. And what I see is coming is another depression, but I think it's going to be twofold. One, we're going to have a government that's going to have to become draconian to the extreme in order to deal with all of this crime and poverty, and or we're going to be invaded one way or another, whether the communist Chinese use the United Nations to help us, quote unquote, or an outright invasion. Because we're so weak and we're so broken and we're so stupid that we're at the point where too many of the people can't handle reality. Your thoughts?
I like what you said about normalcy bias, and people are becoming weaker. They just don't seem to want to be able to think. They can't see what's happening right in front of them, that packages are getting smaller and the prices are either staying the same or the prices are increasing. It's all in front of them. And they just don't want to see it. And that's why I said, how can we possibly help them? How can we build the education that they spent half of their lives, if not all of their lives, ignoring? How can we fix that? Let's start with the young people. And the educational system is destroyed. It's not working. Test scores are going down. We're spending more per student than we ever have, and they're learning less. They're getting dumber by the second. It's a real mess. Everything's broken. Everything is broken. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.